Well, I'm back. It appears that the recording system got tired of me discussing whatever the hell I was discussing. Oh, that's right, Rampage Pro Wrestling. It does that periodically, though, in the middle of us recording, usually with me within the first couple of minutes. So this was the first time it did it far enough through that I figured, oh, what the heck, we'll do a second segment. So I feel like Kenny Bolin now doing multiple segments. So a little bit of a flashback to Kenny Bolin's multiple segments. Whatever happened to Kenny Bolin? He used to record here. I remember that well. It was very entertaining. He rarely talked about anything substantive, but he did so eloquently and at length. And there's some need for that today in Who's Slamming Who'dom. Anyway, moving on from Rampage Pro Wrestling, last weekend I had the privilege of being down at Anarchy. I mentioned this is the ride home to Jerry Palmer's last show on April 9th, Hardcore Hell. And a good show and an opportunity for me to work on something I've not done before, a version of a match I like a lot, the Mega Rumble or Royal Rumble concept, telling stories within the body of a progressive battle royal, which I enjoy tremendously. And I created a different version, a Mega Rumble ladder match for, of course, some of the youngest and least experienced talent on the card. So had every potential of just being terrible, and the guys involved instead made it something special. So quick shout-out to those that participated and did such a wonderful job. Sugar Dunkerton, Tommy Daniels, C.B. Gibson, John Schuyler, Bo Newsome, Aiden Chambers, who won the match, albeit by having the belt handed to him, Lane Vassar, Jacoby Boykins, Johnny Dangerous, Jacob Ashworth, who may have been the most valuable player in it just based on crowd response, and Skira Corvus. Dunkerton started the match and survived fairly well until all entries were in before getting eliminated. A lot of good performances in that match, and a good show overall. Main event of the Monster 7 with Jeff G. Bailey handcuffed to Jerry Palmer taking on Shadow Jackson was very entertaining, involved Bailey throwing powder, getting free. Seven was able to pin Shadow Jackson, and a little bit of gaga after that. Show opened with Jimmy Rave addressing the crowd after being introduced by Mike Posey and Corey Hollis up on the big screen, announcing that he would be bringing the entire Jimmy Rave-approved team with the addition of Jeremy Vane to Hardcore Hell on the 9th, and I believe that'll be the opening match. Jimmy Rave, Mike Posey, Corey Hollis, Chip Day, and Jeremy Vane taking on five either existing or returning Anarchy stars. Should be a very entertaining match and reason enough for people to want to come visit that particular program. Anarchy returns for their next program on March 12th. One of the promoted matches, a TV title match between the champion Sean Tempers and Brody Chase. There will also be Mike Posey, Corey Hollis, and Chip Day will be in action that night. The main event will consist of the Monster 7 and the Concrete Gorillas, Nemesis and Fury, with Jeff G. Bailey taking on Shadow Jackson, Chemo, and a mystery partner. And there will be a whole lot more on that particular card. If you want to watch the NWA Anarchy product, that would be nwaanarchy.net to view that wrestling product and the other various television stations it's on throughout the United States and in various places. But high quality nwaanarchy.net, and also the ability to download higher quality video of both the television shows and some of the older big shows, $2 for the television shows, $5 for the event programming. A great video clip on that was put out on the internet this week that was picked up by a number of the news sites that's well worth watching, promoting the overall wrestling channel that Craig Cole maintains, the wrestling network that he maintains, which features both NWA Anarchy and my classic NWA Wildside shows. You can find it by going to nwawildside.com to see some of this great older stuff. The Wildside stuff, of course, featuring AJ Styles, Ron Killings, the Monster Abyss, Hernandez from TNA, all former champions, and numerous other stars, Matt Sydal, Evan Bourne, Delirious, and on it goes. Tremendous crew at NWA Wildside, an awful lot of great matches from the stuff between 1999 and 2005. And then the Anarchy stuff that began in late 2005 back on television and to date. All well worth watching and available both in lower res free viewing, but also high-res downloadable and savable video. So various options there for wrestling fans. And I guess that's going to be about it. So a short second segment, but at least I finished everything I was thinking about talking about. We'll be back next week. Look forward to that. And that's it. Bye-bye now.